Hello and welcome to Curie, the podcast bringing you the most impactful stories from day four of ASH 2024. I'm Matt, and today we're diving into results that are set to redefine treatment paradigms in both pediatric and adult hematologic cancers. On today's episode, we'll discuss practice-changing three-year survival data for BLINCY2 in pediatric ALL, a groundbreaking study on epcoritamab achieving MRD-negative responses in relapsed CLL, and the first look at a next-generation BCL2 inhibitor combination for treatment-naive CLL. A quick reminder, Curie is your go-to resource for curated insights from ASH and beyond. Be sure to download the app for more in-depth analyses and daily updates. Now let's dive into our first story. Our first story focuses on the AALE-1731 trial, which evaluated BLINCYTO in pediatric patients with newly diagnosed standard-risk B-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia, ALL, presented by Dr. Rachel Routh of Seattle Children's Hospital. The trial showed that adding BLINCYTO to chemotherapy significantly improved three-year disease-free survival to 96% compared to 87.9% with chemotherapy alone. BLINCY2, a bispecific T-cell engager targeting CD19, demonstrated a 61% reduction in the risk of relapse or death. These results prompted early trial closure due to the overwhelming benefit observed in the BLINCYTO group. Importantly, the addition of BLINCY2 led to a marked reduction in bone marrow relapses, although central nervous system relapse rates remained unchanged. While BLINCYTO-specific toxicities such as cytokine release syndrome were infrequent and manageable, higher rates of sepsis and catheter-related infections were observed in certain subgroups. Dr. Rao emphasized that despite challenges with infusion-based administration, these results established BLINCYTO as a new standard of care for standard-risk pediatric ALL. Next, we turn to the EPCORE-CLL1 trial, which examined epcoritamab, a bispecific CD20 and CD3 T-cell engager, in heavily pretreated patients with relapsed or refractory chronic lymphocytic leukemia. Dr. Alexey Denilov of City of Hope presented these promising findings. In the expansion cohort, epcoritamab achieved an overall response rate of 67%, with 43% of patients achieving complete remission. Notably, 75% of responders had undetectable minimal residual disease, or MRD, a key marker of deep disease control. The optimized dosing cohort showed improved safety, with low rates of severe cytokine release syndrome and no cases of neurotoxicity. Dr. Danilov highlighted that these results are particularly impressive given the high-risk features of the enrolled patients, including TP53 mutations and prior exposure to both BTK and BCL2 inhibitors. These findings not only support epcoritamab's use in refractory CLL, but also open the door to exploring its potential earlier in the disease course. Our final story introduces a next-generation BCL2 inhibitor, sonrotoclax, combined with the BTK inhibitor zanubrutinib for treatment-naive CLL. Dr. Jacob Sumerai of Massachusetts General Hospital presented data from the BGB11417101 study, which demonstrated a 100% response rate at week 48. The combination elicited high rates of undetectable MRD, with 91% of patients in the higher dose arm achieving MRD negativity. The safety profile was encouraging, with fewer grade 3 or higher events reported in the higher dose arm compared to the lower dose. Dr. Samurai emphasized the potential of sonrotoclax as a potent yet tolerable BCL2 inhibitor that could address limitations seen with first-generation agents like venetoclax. These results make a strong case for advancing this combination into Phase 3 trials. As we wrap up day four, it's clear that ASH 2024 has delivered groundbreaking insights that are poised to reshape the landscape of hematologic care. From pediatric ALL to innovative therapies for CLL, this year's meeting has showcased the incredible progress being made across the field. Tomorrow, join us for a special recap episode where we'll highlight the most impressive and impactful findings from ASH 2024. It's an episode you won't want to miss. Thank you for tuning in to Curie. Don't forget to download the app for deeper dives into all the data. I'm Matt, signing off. See you tomorrow.